Hello, brothers and sisters. Welcome to Food for the Journey and welcome to the readings for the fifth Sunday in Ordinary Time. I was speaking to you this past Thursday about our faith being affected and how many Catholics say they don't believe that Jesus is present in the Eucharist. I don't think it's a time to get upset with everybody else. I think it's a time to ask the Lord, increase my faith, strengthen my faith. And God will do that for you so that then the time will come when you can impart that. But right now, ask the Lord, strengthen my faith. Help me, Lord, to believe your word. Help me, Lord, to want to follow you more closely. Let's make that our prayer. So we look at the first reading today, Isaiah chapter 58, verses 7 to 10. Thus says the Lord, share your bread with the hungry, shelter the oppressed and the homeless, clothe the naked when you see them, and do not turn your back on your own. Then your light shall break forth like the dawn, and your wound shall quickly be healed. Your vindication shall go before you, and the glory of the Lord shall be your rear guard. Then you shall call, and the Lord will answer. You shall cry for help, and he will say, here I am. If you remove from your midst, note these words, oppression, false accusation, and malicious speech. Remove from your midst oppression, false accusation, and malicious speech, if you bestow your bread on the hungry and satisfy the afflicted in whatever way you can, then light shall rise for you in the darkness, and the gloom shall become for you like midday. We are so self-centered. We're so focused right here. Myself, I'm pointing my fingers right at me. We want to get everything taken care of for me first, and then I'll reach out. Rather, our attitude, yes, ask for the things you need, but please, in your prayer every day, say, Lord, show me the person I can serve. You know, I've been doing that, just asking in a small way. Sometimes it's a word of kindness. Sometimes it's wisdom, advice. Sometimes it's a willingness to pray with someone for an intention. There are all kinds of ways. Just say, is there anything I can do for you? If you sense that the person is sharing something that needs prayer or needs help, ask them what you can do. And you say, oh, that'll get me into, well, maybe it needs to get you into something outside yourself. We need to look at our brothers and sisters. We're not God. Our role is not to eliminate, but to care for and to help each person that God brings in our path. And that's not easy. Oh, I have so much to do. I have so much to do. And there are times in our lives when we do that what taking care of our family takes from us is all we can do. But there are many, many people in the world who could reach out, but who think only of, as I say, the unholy Trinity, me, myself, and I. We don't want that. We want to see what the Lord wants of us. So he says, if you bestow your bread on the hungry and satisfy the afflicted, then light shall rise for you in the darkness, and the gloom shall become for you like midday. When you begin to see things from the Lord's perspective, it imparts hope, and that's what we need. So let us pray for one another, for greater faith, for hope, and for love. But we'll start, first of all, with faith. The just man is a light in darkness to the upright. Psalm 112, light shines through the darkness for the upright. He is gracious and merciful and just. Well for the man who is gracious and lends, who conducts his affairs with justice. He shall never be moved. The just one shall be an everlasting remembrance. An evil report he shall not fear. His heart is firm, trusting in the Lord. His heart is steadfast, he shall not fear. Lavishly he gives to the poor. His justice shall endure forever. His horn shall be exalted in glory. Perhaps I've told you this before, but my father ran a grocery store that his father had had, and then he turned it into a rather large gas station. And people knew him, and I would be in the garage as I was growing up. I'd be in the garage every day, and I'd watch, and I'd hear, you know, and one time, there was one time when a man came in, and I've told you this story, but there may be many who have not heard it. A man came in, and he really had nothing. He was a worker at the nearby steel mill, and he really had nothing. And he came and he said, "Could you just give me 50 cents so that my kids can have something to eat? Could you give me just a little bit of beef, just a little bit, 50 cents worth?" So my dad brought out this side of beef, and he started cutting it, and he put it on. He said, "Oh, that's too small, that's not enough." And he added something more, and he added something more. He just went out of his way, and that man never forgot that. His funeral, at that man, when my father died, that man came, and he said, "All my life I have thanked God for your father, because he helped me at a time when the country was in very great difficulty during the war, and we didn't have that much, and our food was rationed in a way. And if you had little money, you could do something. But he had many children and not the money to feed them at that time." So brothers and sisters, the just man is a light in the darkness to the upright. You can't go around, I understand, you can't go around putting money out there to everybody. But ask the Lord, "Lord, what would you want me to do for a person in need today? Bring them to me, Lord. Show me where to find them. And let me be a sign of your presence and your love for them. Not me, but that I might be a servant of yours, Lord." Ask him to do that. And the verse that we were reading, the section that we were reading of Psalm 112 says, "His heart is steadfast, he shall not fear. Lavishly he gives to the poor. His justice shall endure forever, and his horn shall be exalted in glory." You know, we have no idea, do we, what heaven's going to look like. We really have no idea. Oh, brothers and sisters, let's make ourselves as ready as we can by saying yes to the Lord. First letter of Paul to the Corinthians chapter 2 says this, "When I came to you, brothers and sisters, proclaiming the mystery of God, I did not come with sublimity of words or of wisdom, for I resolved to know nothing while I was with you except Jesus Christ and him crucified. I came to you in weakness and fear and much trembling, and my message and my proclamation were not with persuasive words of wisdom, but with a demonstration of spirit and power, so that your faith might rest not on human wisdom, but on the power of God." That's St. Paul. Paul acknowledging his weakness, Paul acknowledging his fear, and yet at the same time proclaiming what God had taught him through the Scripture. Do you read the Scripture daily? Do you need books to help you to understand? They're there. They're around. I wish I could come to every one of your homes and help you with it, and I probably would be duped by some questions too. I would probably have a hard time, but please don't hesitate to ask people to help you. Don't. Or write to me and I'll see what I can do. But the point is, brothers and sisters, that we don't just look inward, we look outward. We look to the needs of others. The Gospel of Matthew, chapter 5, verses 13 to 16. Jesus said to his disciples, "You are the salt of the earth." You see that salt? We don't pour a whole bucket of salt on our food. But the salt is necessary. "You are the salt of the earth. But if salt loses its taste, with what can it be seasoned? It is no longer good for anything but to be thrown out and trampled underfoot. You are the light of the world. If you're baptized, Christ lives within you. And if you're not baptized, speak to a priest. The Lord wants you to be baptized. He wants you to be filled with his presence. And you say, oh, I never noticed anything like that. Well, do you take time? Do you sit with the Lord? Do you wait upon him? Do you read his word every day? Do you seek him? Or do you just go about your own business and say, I'm too busy? Brothers and sisters, this is what is most important. A city set on a mountain cannot be hidden, nor do they light a lamp and then put it under a bushel basket. It is set on a lampstand where it gives light to all in the house. Just so your light must shine before others, that they may see your good deeds and glorify your heavenly Father. It's not you boasting. It's you seeking the Lord and drawing near to the Lord. His light begins to shine through you, and it attracts other people. It touches them, and they see your good deeds, and that brings them to glorify God. And it doesn't matter. We're not talking here about money. We're not talking about wealth. We're not talking about power. We're talking about each one of us, every single one of us as a Christian. I really, really, brothers and sisters, encourage you to see that your gift, your baptism, has made you a light that sometimes we can't see. Most of the time, we don't see it. We look with human eyes and see human things. But all of us who are baptized have the light of Christ within us, unless we've cast it out by mortal sin, which can be recovered. But brothers and sisters, we want our light to shine before all men. As Scripture says, so that they can see our good works and then glorify our Father who is in heaven. That's what we want to do, isn't it? Or are you so tied up? Am I so tied up? I don't think I am, but I might ask myself that question. You get so tied up in this world's activities, you know, the latest football game or basketball or whatever the case may be. It might be sports, it might be education, it might be who knows. But we get caught up in the world. And I'm not to say, believe me, I love basketball and I love football. Doesn't mean that you can't be interested in the score, but that's not our life. That's a breather in between. What we need to be doing is serving our brothers and sisters and loving them. A good football game in the middle of that can refresh you and refresh me. But brothers and sisters, the heart of it is, I am the servant of the Lord. I do not belong to myself. I belong to the one who is the Savior of the world. And he is with us, truly present in the Eucharist. He is with us. He wants us to come with him, to be with him. He wants us to feed on his word and to eat of the Eucharist. He wants us to draw closer and closer to become more his servants, really, in a good way. Become more his sons and daughters, first of all. And then in this life, to serve our Father's word and his call on our lives. And as we do that, we know more and more who we are, and we know more and more where we're going. I want to see all of you in heaven, and I pray I will be there too. May God abundantly bless you. For a free copy of my booklet, Hope in the Midst of Suffering, please call our toll-free number 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to our website, renewalministries.net/FFJ. That's renewalministries.net/FFJ.